The virgin birth was necessary if Jesus was to atone for sin by his own death. God decreed that atonement for sin could be made by the offering of an innocent and sinless victim in the place of the guilty sinner. But there was no man who could make an eternally effective sacrifice, for all have sinned and is by nature children of wrath. And then Jesus came. He lived a sinless life. His divine nature filled the physical body which he inhabited while here in this world. He offered himself to God as a lamb without spot or blemish. The virgin birth and sinless life of Jesus, the Son of God, made it possible for him to be our Savior. I believe in the Bible doctrine of the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. That doctrine can be concisely stated in this way. God broke into the natural chain of human generation, and by a creative miracle through the Holy Spirit, caused conception in the womb of a chaste virgin named Mary, so that the child she bore was the second person of the Holy Trinity and was called Jesus Christ. I want you to believe that doctrine also, for the doctrine of the virgin conception of the Son of God is essential. Consider these reasons for its importance. First, the virgin birth is necessary for Jesus to be very God. The Messiah is pictured many times in the Old Testament. One very interesting description of him is in the names given to him. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Micah chapter 5 verse 2 describes him as one whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Now those titles describe one who is more than man, one whose nature is deity, whose power is limitless, whose duration is eternal, whose appearance is wonderful, and whose mission is peace. No mere mortal could measure up to those great qualifications. The Messiah is more than mortal. It was necessary that Jesus be the virgin-born Son of God in order to be the Messiah of Israel and the Savior of men. John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 14 read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Now therein lies the incarnation of God in human flesh. Second, the virgin birth is necessary for Jesus' teachings to be justified. Jesus called himself the only begotten Son of God. He declared, "I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me." Again he said, "Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." Now his opponents heard him speak in such a manner and objected strenuously. They understood him to be saying that he was equal with God. Now that was exactly what he was saying. He was affirming deity for himself. How could any man make such an affirmation? Well, none could but Jesus, and he could make such a claim because it was true. His unusual manner of birth indicated that he was and is the only begotten of the Father, the Son of the living God. If the virgin birth was not true, Jesus' words would not be true. The virgin birth is necessary, therefore, for Jesus' teaching to be justified. Third, the virgin birth is necessary for Jesus to be heir to the throne of David. Now, Jesus is heir to that throne. The angel Gabriel announced to Mary, "He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." Now, why could Jesus not be heir to the throne of David apart from a virgin birth? Well, Matthew's chronology of the family line of Jacob shows he was descended from David through a king named Jechonias in Matthew 1:11, or Conah in the Old Testament. He was a wicked king before the Lord. But God condemned his wickedness and commanded the prophet Jeremiah, "Write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days. For no man of his seed shall prosper sitting upon the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah." Now, if Jesus had been the natural son of Joseph, he could not have been an heir of the throne of David, because Joseph was descended from Conah, and no descendant of Conah would ever occupy that throne. But Jesus was not the natural son of Joseph, and so was the proper heir to the throne of David. Fourth, the virgin birth is necessary for the reliability of Scripture. Isaiah 7:14 spoke of a virgin conceiving and bearing a son whose name would be called Emmanuel. Matthew 1:23 declares that the virgin conception of Mary was in fulfillment of that prophecy. The statement is clear and positive. If Jesus were not miraculously conceived of his virgin mother without a human father, the testimony of the Bible would not be true, and we would have no authoritative book of religion. But since the Lord Jesus was miraculously conceived in a way which man had never known, and since that conception was exactly as foretold hundreds of years before by God's prophet, the Bible is demonstrated to be a divine book, and its teachings authoritative. Fifth, the virgin birth is necessary to explain the virgin life of Jesus. Now, Jesus was a unique person. He did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. His opponents could convict him of no wrongdoing. He was tempted in all points like as we are, yet he was without sin. He only of all the human race could truly say, "I do always those things that please the Father." It must be said of all other men, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." But here is Jesus, who is totally without sin. How can it be explained? There is but one explanation. Jesus was man, but he was more than man. He was and is God-man. His virgin birth proves the unique nature of his character and explains the reason for his sinless life. And sixth, the virgin birth was necessary if Jesus was to atone for sin by his own death. God decreed that atonement for sin could be made by the offering of an innocent and sinless victim in the place of the guilty sinner. But there was no man who could make an eternally effective sacrifice, for all have sinned and is by nature children of wrath. And then Jesus came. He lived a sinless life. His divine nature filled the physical body which he inhabited while here in this world. He offered himself to God as a lamb without spot or blemish. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. The virgin birth and sinless life of Jesus, the Son of God, made it possible for him to be our Savior. Now, the doctrine of the virgin conception and birth of Jesus is an important Bible doctrine. Understand it. Believe it. But most important of all, place your faith in the virgin-born Son of God as your personal Savior. Father, give us the spirit of humble faith, that we may know the certainty of your word and trust him to whom it bears witness. And may the sinless Christ live in our hearts by faith today and every day, for Jesus' sake. Amen.